This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
All right, so I asked Wesley about the winners Sunday night and how those acceptance speeches might go, given the vibe around the Oscars. One thing we do know is that they are going to be shorter this year. The Academy thinks it's finally found a way to rein in all the thank yous and shout-outs, because being famous today comes with a whole modern celebrity support system. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has that story.
There was a time when Oscar speeches were simpler. Here's Broderick Crawford's list of thank yous when he picked up the Best Actor Award for All the King's Men.
I'd like to thank all of you, and especially thank God.
And Hattie McDaniel's thank you when she won Best Supporting Actress for Gone with the Wind.
This is one of the happiest moments of my life. And I want to thank each one of you who had a part in selecting me for one of the awards. For your kindness, it has made me feel very, very humble.
So how'd we go from that to this? Patricia Arquette accepting the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for Boyhood.
Thank you to the Academy, to my beautiful, powerful nominees, to IFC, Jonathan Sarin, John Sloth, Kathleen Sutherland, Molly Madden, David DiCamillo, our whole cast and our crew. To my heroes, volunteers, and experts who've helped me bring ecological sanitation to the developing world with GiveLove.org.
To be fair, winners have more time now. Back in 1949, they had about 15 seconds. This year, they'll get 45. But there's another shift at work. Today, the celebrity team has exploded. Beyond the usual agents, managers, and publicists, it's more like an NFL team.
Celebrities have very much, become bona fide brands. They've become international global brands. And as a result, the teams are much larger.
Jitender Sadev studies celebrity branding and marketing at USC. He says the modern team can involve
voice coaches, image consultants, behavioral consultants,
stylists, acting coaches, and assistants, personal chefs, plastic surgeons, philanthropy consultants.
There's a lot of support that goes into, building and managing, especially the larger global celebrity brands.
And then there are all the people behind celebrity brand extensions, their books, fashion lines, lifestyle blogs. They all need staff. Joe Piazza, author of Celebrity Inc., How Famous People Make Money, says there are also some delicate reasons celebrity teams are growing.
I think it's because celebrities have gotten a lot needier.
She says some of today's stars require more handholding because many of them are famous for being famous, not for being talented.
To remain in the public eye, it does take this huge team, this huge entourage, this huge celebrity industrial complex to keep them interesting and allow them to keep making money.
And some of that money goes right back into funding the industrial complex. Percentages for managers, agents, and lawyers. Monthly checks to makeup artists, masseuses, personal trainers, social media managers. And, says Sadev,
that sort of team is only going to keep growing as the stakes become higher and as, celebrity in the landscape becomes more competitive.
And as the team grows, so does the snooze factor of award show thank yous, which is one reason the Academy this year is introducing the thank you scroll. Names running across the bottom of the screen during an acceptance speech, thanking people the winners have chosen ahead of time. The hope is that it will give winners like Patricia Arquette more time to spend on the interesting parts of their speech.
It's our time to have wage equality once and for all.
Instead of getting played off the stage deep into a never-ending list of names.
I just want to, here we go, okay.
I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
Tom Cruise.